Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That was the real side. Or almost wasn't. Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Dr. B joins me after the break. We're going to talk about the herd hate. Right? I mean, seriously. We've had the herd vaccine, herd immunity. Heard a lot about the herd, so maybe she can help us figure out exactly what's going on. I mean, this is just, to me, this is just amazing. And again, I said earlier, and I meant it, that you're looking, you're getting close pretty much to all-out war. Right? I mean, think about it. When you think about what's been going on over the last year, look at who Joey B. has nominated to some of the top positions. Look at the fact that the Supreme Court today decided they weren't going to take on some of these issues. I mean, simple issues. This should have been, to a big part, a no-brainer, really, for the Supreme Court. At least, I thought so. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. To show you how crazy things are getting. You ready for this? The Muppets are offensive. God, we really have lost our minds. So, Disney put up a warning. I think it was, what was it, over the weekend or something? And it added a content warning before the Muppet show. Now, the children's show, which, well, I guess that particular show ran for five seasons from 76 to 81, they put a disclaimer because of Johnny Cash. He happened to be singing in front of a Confederate flag. Now, most of the kids watching that show, I would imagine they can't read. I don't know. Just guessing. So they put a disclaimer because Cash was singing in front of the Confederate flag, as well as, you ready for this? Offensive depictions of Native Americans. Oh, and Middle Easterners. Let's not leave them out. I mean, think about this. Everything is going to have a warning on it, right? What are you going to do with The Godfather? You put up there, warnings that Italians are being depicted in a way that isn't true of their of their nature or character. What are you going to do? You can do them all? When you have those Asian mafia movies, right? You know, they're pretty tough in those movies. They're pretty cold-hearted in those movies. Got to do a disclaimer then, too? Have we really got to the point where we're so soft, so squishy, that this is now what we have to do with every movie? Movie's going to go from 1 hour to, 48 minutes, because you have to have 10 minutes of explaining why the movie might offend you. I love that, though. The program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people of cultures. This is going to be put up in front of at least the first 18 episodes. These stereotypes are wrong then, and they're wrong now, it says. Now, Donald Trump Jr. was not going to go without opening his mouth, and I don't blame him. The Muppets now have been canceled. There's nothing these psychos won't destroy. Liberalism is a disease. You know, I never allowed that on the show in the beginning. But now I'm starting to realize that, look, if you're a liberal and you're not speaking out against this, then you must be for it. You're okay with it. Right? Rather than remove the content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. That's what Disney writes in the total disclaimer. Right? I don't know. I find this is just amazing. Maybe really, truly, they're canceling it and calling it out because there's a depiction of somebody in the group resembles a little bit of the guy in the White House. What do you think? Yeah? Disney has also had a disclaimer warning to films like Peter Pan, Aladdin, The Jungle Book, The Aristocrats, Lady and the Tramp, Dumbo. Okay. And it's Swiss Family Robinson. That's according to the LA Times, anyhow. I mean, my God, this is so sad. There's so many other things I need to talk about, but I need to talk about this. This is above and beyond. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live and listen live and take the poll. There's a lot happening. I've got a lot of stories I want to get through tonight. Dr. B will be with us in a little while. The LAUSD Teachers Union, well, they still want to refuse going back to work because you can't guarantee their safety. I'd like to know who can. And anything they want them to do may not prove it, may not guarantee the safety either. House Democrats are trying to pressure TV carriers to stop hosting Fox, OAN, and Newsmax. Hello? Does the word dictatorship come to mind? I mean, think about it. They're pressuring, I'll talk more about this later on too, they're pressuring television carriers to deplatform these because of all the misinformation about them. They have been clean, right? CNN's never put out anything wrong, have they? Oh, this was a heartbreak, wasn't it? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, well, they've been stripped of their royal titles by the Queen. Just a matter of time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. Dr. B will join us then.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Now, listen, I'm not Joey B, okay? I mean, seriously, there's only one Joey B. Thank you, Jesus. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you guys are on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, cutting us some slack for that first hour that went a little sideways. Anyway, I would love to have her on with me. There is so much going on out there. I mean, there's so much. I'm calling it herd hate. You know, they're talking about herd immunity and herd this and herd that and whatever. Right? It's herd hate. Most of these people don't even know why they hate Trump, and they don't know why they hate you for liking Trump. They have no clue, I'm telling you. So Dr. B joins us like she does every week. I always appreciate her time with us. She's got an MS in counseling psychology with an emphasis, oh yeah, on that one there too, neuropsychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in one state and one twilight zone. Anyway, am I wrong?
One state and one country that just needs to drop off. I'm sorry for all my California friends, including you. Hold on, we'll throw you a rope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, at this point, you need more than a rope. Seriously, it's like living in North Venezuela here. We have power outages. We have internet outages. We have supply chain issues at the supermarket, you know. Just crazy. Still. But it's very subtle. Unless you're paying attention, you really... You notice it like, oh, they're out of this. Okay. But they've never been out of this before. You know,
right.
What is going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we have bigger fish to fry. You know that, right? You know, and I am sure, that your calendar is filled up with people who are asking to see you because they saw the Muppet Show and immediately crawled into a corner somewhere in the fetal position because they didn't know what to do with themselves.
So it's Disney like you're
decided,
watching me.
What?
It's literally like you're watching my office. It's frightening.
Disney has now added a warning to the Muppet Show. And I can't stand it. I just can't. It says this program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of peoples of cultures.
Why? Why, again, the psychology of this all, which that is my expertise, why even bring that up for kids to see? You are teaching them to hate. You are teaching them that they're different. You are teaching them division. And this is it's unbelievable that everything they say they stand for and they want to be all-inclusive, tolerant, they are doing the opposite. And we all see it. We all see it. This and the cancel culture, where they're redefining morality, that they've got this junk on Netflix, right? The Girls, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We've got all kinds of these actors and actresses willing to be in disgusting movies with disgusting content. We have NAMBLA even being considered as being something that might be a good thing for young boys. We have all of this in the name of equality and inclusion. And right before our eyes, it's so interesting that they shun morality, that God's morality. They shun any bit or piece of anything that is what our country was founded on, which are the Ten Commandments. Our laws, you know, derived from those, just the basic laws and things not to do. Yet, and they're calling it their morality. We need to have morality, and it's just the depravity of it. And you're right. You know, we talked about herd mentality, and people are just jumping on because they want to be a part of something, right? That's, we all want to be a part of the bigger cause and the goodness. I go through LinkedIn article after article and post where these professionals are on. And, you know, all of the quotes and the phrases and, you know, we must love ourselves, and to love ourselves, we must, you know, realize that color is an issue. You know, all these things. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And everybody's like, oh, brilliant, bravo, beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful. And I'm just, again, right, I'm staring at a meme right now of all of these cows just walking off the cliff because someone told them to. And they're like, why are you doing this? And the cow says, it's a herd thing. And it's like, it's so true. We're actually seeing, like, we're seeing it. And I respond to these professionals, you know, these doctors in academia, like, shame on me, right? Academia is not going to change. But just like, what are you talking about? Because this is such simplistic language you're speaking, and such detrimental things for communities and society, you know, the things that you're even suggesting. And they're just like, oh, look at her. Can you believe she's a councilwoman? Can you believe she has a doctorate in psychology? Can you believe, you know, that's all they want to do. And I just asked a question because it's so divisive. I'm like, what you're saying is really divisive. And all of these thousands of people that like it are just doing it because of herd mentality. It's a thing. And, you know, there's a lesser known phrase for herd mentality, and it's called the gang mentality. That's where it originated from. Gangs.
Oh, really?
So, yes, yes. So it's called gang mentality because it's so people can be influenced by their peers, basically, to adopt certain behaviors on a largely emotional basis rather than rational. That's what herd mentality is, and that's where it comes from games. So, wow. Hopefully that helps. So here, yeah, again, so, and the more doctorates people have and the more education and they just want to believe you, right? They believe the media. Why? These people are out to destroy you. They destroyed an election. They destroyed personal lives. And we keep getting on board. Not me and you, we collective.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. Yeah. No, I love it. I think it's, again.
Crazy.
My kids are all in their 30s now. Yes, I'm ancient. And I don't remember taking any of them for counseling because they saw Peter Pan or Aladdin or The Jungle Book. I don't know any of my kids that want to go and you know, beat up Middle Eastern people because they stole the flying rug or something. I don't even remember what that movie was about. But, you know, and Dumbo? My God, what? Did PETA get upset that Dumbo was made fun of?
I mean, is it on The Lion King, too? Do we have to pull that? I guess we're pulling Grease.
No, they didn't get that far. Aristocrats, Lady and the Tramp, Dumbo, Swiss Family, Robinson.
Okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. You know what's really funny? I watch these shows, right? And whenever you have a Mexican, what was that Frito Bandito guy, right? I mean, that's now considered politically incorrect. Why? Because
right.
It's a stereotypical, Mexican guy, yada, 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 right? However,
yes.
Having, Alfonso, the waiter at the Italian restaurant, speak in the bad English, right? That's okay. That seems
that
to be fine, right?
Does it offend you?
It can. Can I make any money at it?
It's funny. Like, welcome back, Cotter. We have to get rid of that now.
Oh,
that
yeah,
best?
Because it makes fun of the people from the Bronx. There you go. I mean, all right, we got to go for a break. Trouble's in your host. Yes, you should be crying. This is really serious and foolish. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States passed the grim milestone Monday of 500,000 deaths from COVID-19. That's nearly 20% of the known global COVID deaths. President Biden has ordered flags at the White House flown at half-staff to honor the victims of the nearly year-long pandemic. He held a vigil at the White House Monday evening, paying tribute to those lost.
The people we lost were extraordinary. They spanned generations. Born in America, immigrated to America, But just like that, so many of them took their final breath alone in America. As a nation, we can't accept such a cruel fate. While we've been fighting this pandemic for so long, we have to resist becoming numb to the sorrow. We must do so to honor the dead, but equally important, care for the living, those who left behind.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure, really, seriously. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of crazy stuff you can do up there. And just, if nothing else, enjoy some of the stories that we posted. I hope you will. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. Dr. Bridget Melson. And seriously, I mean, there is some real crazy, hateful stuff going on there. And I don't, Dr. B, did you see the video of the ice skating rink in New York where they tried to beat that guy who had a flag that said Trump 2024?
Yes.
You know, and yes. And here's a guy. We used to be, we could, you know, we had freedom of speech. Nobody got like that. Something has massively changed, hasn't it?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Well, we were being played. Everybody's being played, and you know, I think we can do a whole show on herd mentality, and we may have to because that is exactly what's going on. And it's so interesting because when the herd's all running toward a cliff, right? The one running in the opposite direction is now the crazy one, right? And that's exactly what's going on. What are you, Dr. B, where are you going? Come back. We're going this way. And you're just, what's wrong with her? You know, I get called crazy all the time. You know, you're a psychologist. So it is something people need to be aware of. They need to know that people take classes. The media takes classes on herd mentality. I don't know if you know this, but they do, on how to get it and how to take advantage of it. Professors teach it. It's a thing.
Yep.
So, you know, and you mentioned the pastor in Tennessee. We now see that clergy members are falling for it as well. And again, to me, it's all spiritual. It's all going to go down. And it's the continued separation of God's own from not. Here we go.
Well, okay. I've asked you this question a million times. Where are the warriors? Where are those pushing back on this? When the guy opens his, when this pastor opens his mouth and says the Bible isn't the word of God, that church should have emptied out, like, I don't know, I could get really nasty, but I won't. That church should have emptied out really, really fast, like the Hoover Dam breaking, you know?
Totally should have. Absolutely. But they're not. Look at Joel Osteen's church, right? It should be gone. Kenneth Copeland, it should be gone. If these were true Christ followers, I mean, I can name pastor after pastor after pastor that I find. There's another one I just heard, and I'll try to find his name. It's Elevation Church, and they've had their whole issues. But because they, you know, claim to be non-denominational, which I am, but not that non-denominational, the Word of God is still at the center of our Christianity and our belief system. But when he said that, what God meant when he said, I am, and he said, God said that to mean that you are too. I am, so you can be. And I'm like, what? And he meant being equal to God. And I'm like, wow. And here, if this starts catching on, that's where we get dangerous. That's when Noah, right, everything was wiped. That's when Sodom and Gomorrah, everything was wiped. And that's when the Tower of Babel, when they were building to be like God, was wiped. Garden of Eden, right? Satan said, you want to be like God? Eat that tree. So she did. Another lie.
See, I am more concerned about the people like T.D. Jakes who come out and say they have evolved on same-sex marriage, right? Yeah. Some of these pastors have come out and said they have evolved on abortion. Yeah. And you're going, well, wait, whoa. You can't evolve. Okay?
You can't.
You evolved when you became a Christian, okay? That's
right.
That's the top of the
road. The Word of God is and was and is to come, you know, so is Jesus himself. And it does not change. And it is scriptural that it does not change. And there's no evolving with the Word of God. If you're changing the Word of God and redefining the Word of God, and it is mind-blowing that it is happening, again, herd mentality is kicking in, and they're like, well, he's my pastor. And the problem is, we've gotten so cushy here in America, flipping the switches and going on social media, that we're just so disgustingly obese on social media rhetoric. And we're just sucking it in at a rate, you know, everybody needs to go, oh gosh, what's the movie? There's a movie. I'll think of it. Wall-E. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
You all need to go see it because that's you. What happens to those people where they're just sitting there with the screens in front of their faces as big as bubble? You just got to go, that is America right now. And that is the problem. But at the cost of our souls and the cost of our minds and the cost of the development of our children, because we're just believing it, wear a mask. Okay, wear three masks. Okay, wear it in your car alone. Okay. What? What are we? It's revolving. The Word of God's evolving. What?
You know, Fauci has been the most inconsistent, consistent guy that I know.
He's consistently inconsistent.
That's better. Right?
100%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, being on White House calls with him, you know, in the previous administration, it was just a new, different thing every week. And these were not made public, and media were not able to be on the calls and not allowed to anyway, because they couldn't report. It was all off the record. But he was so wishy-washy and flip-floppy, it wasn't even funny. And I didn't love Dr. Birx either, but at least she was very consistent. And she's kind of gone silent. I don't think we've heard from her, because consistent.
Are these calls taking place anymore?
I'm not on them. Nobody that I know locally has not been resumed. The only thing they say they may resume are the education calls, because I was also on with Secretary DeVos on her calls, and they said that they may resume it. You know, I think these calls are supposed to be nonpartisan, right?
Right.
Because I'm city council, and that's a nonpartisan position. I don't run as a Republican or a Democrat. I just run. And so that's how I got on them. And so I think they did their research and probably found out that if you're wanting to be on the call, then you're probably not on the side of Biden, which is so sad, because I just want to be on them so I can report back what's going on. And I think they know it's so gross what they're doing and so out of bounds that they probably don't want us smart conservative people on to report back. So
no, I see what's going on and how fast it's Joe B is moving. And yeah. I believe they feel that at some point in time somebody's going to try to stop them or slow them down anyhow, which is why they're moving at, you know, breaking speed, lightning speed, to get this stuff done. You know what I'm saying?
It's unbelievable. It really, it's not, I say that, I need to stop using that word, because it really is not unbelievable anymore. I see what they're doing.
No.
I'm trying to scream it at the top of, you know, my lungs. You are as well, trying to warn people and And I love what you say, where are the warriors? At this point, y'all just need to get armed and ready, and I don't mean physically with a gun, but you need to wake up because it's here. There's a reason why prices are going up and goods and services are not as available. We are turning in quickly to what resembles, you know, a third world country, communistic, Marxist, and I don't think that's a conspiracy theory are way out of bounds right now. This is what they do. They just pump in information that they want you to hear. It's psychological.
Yep.
They brainwash you. And then you listen, you respond. And what are we doing, right?
Our power was down for quite a few days, you know, brownouts here and there. Not far from us, we have people that were out of power sometimes 6 and 7 days. The internet went down like 3 minutes before the show was supposed to start tonight. And the supermarkets, you know, they're not barren like they used to be, but they're not overflowing either. Do you know what I'm saying? And yet you're paying top dollar for things.
Yes. You know? I think that's nationwide. Our prices are definitely still low, but I've, for the first time this past week, seen gas the highest price that I've ever seen in Texas.
Let me get the violin out. My gas is up over $4 a gallon. How much is it in Texas?
It's like up to $2.65.
Oh, my God.
You don't even see the two number.
That's it. You won't be able to go shopping twice a week anymore at that price.
The cool thing is we get free eggs from all the farmers, so we don't have to buy that. We get milk. but no, it's, you know, it is noticeable, you know, the difference, of what we're seeing.
I'm sorry. You Dems, you bought it. You liberal Jews, you bought it. You people in the black communities that felt that Republicans aren't worthy of your vote, you bought it. And this stuff is hurting you the most. The high prices with the supermarket, you know, food at the supermarket, the high prices at the gas pumps. And now California's been talking about a mileage tax for a couple of years. Now you got Pete Buttigieg. He's up there now. He's talking about now a mileage tax. Thank you. Whoever voted for Biden, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, anyhow. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Dr. B.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Dr. B joins me, as she does every week, going through some of the issues at hand, some of the things that you're dealing with more and more and more. And her and I were talking earlier today, and, you know, we had some of these highly educated people who say that the kids are not being affected by COVID, or little effect on their mental psyche, which is why nobody can get an appointment with a teen or child psychologist, because they're not being affected by it. I guess they've all gone to McDonald's for work.
That's right. How would kids be affected? Just mask everybody up. They don't need to see nothing. They don't need to develop. It's interesting. A friend of mine was in the store, and, you know, everybody's masked up because this is in California. And there was a, you know, I'd say 2-3-year-old boy in the basket in front of her. She's waiting in this long line. And everybody's got, I guess you got, y'all in California wear your masks like head to toe. I hang them from my ear. So anyway, long story short, this child was just darting, looking around at everybody, looking like, just searching for emotion or a smile or something. And it was just breaking her heart. She's an incredible woman. And so she just removed her mask and just smiled, and he just lit up. And just that story broke me. It broke my heart. People are not understanding the traumatic effect that this is happening, to comply, to not be able to read faces, to have to guess, to not develop correctly that part of the brain that needs and responds to face-to-face contact, which we took that away from kids, and then we put masks on everybody, and in body language. And it is truly, as these studies and this research comes out, we are seeing what a detriment it really is, and we're going to have issues. You and I keep talking about this, and I've been right so far. I told everybody in July, suicide's going to be the next thing to go up. It is going to be a percentage rate that is going to jump, and exponentially monthly, and it has. And now we're going to begin seeing next developmental issues if we haven't. We're going to see kids act out. We're going to see them confused. It's just yet another rule in school, if they are in school or when they're out and about. We've got store clerks scolding them now, and teachers scolding them and saying things like, wear your mask. What are you trying to kill everybody? That stuff, that is a mushy, developing, sponge-like mind. You have no idea how horribly negatively that can affect a small child. And it's going on. These are the reports I get from parents now, is help my child. Help me help my child. And it is very difficult because I do teletherapy, so I have, parents calling from all kinds of states, not just Texas. And this is the next, these are the next victims.
I like that, teletherapy.
Teletherapy. Gosh, lead it to the darn progressives to just come up with their terms.
I remember. I mean, how? And not making fun of your profession, please. But how?
No, I do.
Personal, right?
It's yes. Yes, very personal. They're cutting out everything face to face, right? Human contact.
Well, that will make us colder, less empathetic, right? To other people's issues. To your point earlier, I mean, again, like I said to you, being on the school board, when they bring in some of the people to talk to you about how to deal with kids and what have you, one of the things they talk about is, kids very much respond to facial expressions. They very much get a feel for whether they're in trouble, not in trouble, could talk to you, not talk to you. And here, now you've got me covered from, nose to chin. They don't know what I look like or what I'm doing behind my mask.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nope. I call it psychological imprisonment of children who have to endure a mask-centered world void of expression. I know that's a big thing, but I came up with that concept because it truly is imprisonment. We're all our emotions are imprisoned. We're behind this. It's just brilliant on the enemy's part, really. Brilliant. Meaning spiritual enemy, not Fauci or whatever. But it is brilliant what is happening and how psychologically we are taking down our youth. We're taking down a nation. And I can't say that China didn't know this was going to happen. They know we're not that bright as far as, being individuals and really fighting the good fight and being a warrior and standing up. We've gotten so cushy. There are so many countries that laugh at how comfortable we are in America, and now they're taking full advantage of it, is my guess. It's a psychological game. It is a psychological war. That's what, to me, COVID is. And we're seeing
all of this
play out.
All of this stems from fear, right? I mean, people don't act this way.
Yes.
I mean, God says in the Bible that his people are, they're wax feeble because of fear.
Right.
So they're doing the same thing. The Dems figured out how to do this a long time ago. I mean, think about Joe Biden when he was running for office. He told the black community, the Republicans want y'all back in chains. Okay?
Yes.
I mean,
it's
the fear they put on these people. So, and you're a kid hater if you don't agree with them.
Yeah. Nope, they have succeeded, and the spirit of fear is real, and it is something. It's just, again, another cancel culture thing where we're redefining what God had laid out for us. He's the opposite of fear. He wants us to trust, and he wants us to use our minds. Common sense, that's a thing. You know, he gave us the ability to have that, and the progressives are completely stripping us and the American mind of it, and now they're harming our kids. And that's what I don't understand, once again, is how these parents are allowing these people to go after kids. And the good news is I want to applaud several parent groups that have reported to me. We have one here locally that doctors are stepping up, psychologists are stepping up, and parents are stepping up. They are. Well, I'm in a group right now, and they are demanding. They're withholding, tuition. They are getting together with pastors, and they're making their voice known. And they are keeping it up. I'm impressed. They're not just, it's not a one and done thing. They're keeping it up, and they're gathering more and more people. They're gathering signatures. They're amassing a crowd of parents that care about their children over the government and over this nonsense that the government is spewing at us. So it's junk science, a lot of it, and especially what's going on with our kids. It's emotional abuse at this point. And we need to erase the appearance of COVID is what I say all the time. For our kids' sake, stop talking about it. Take your mask off in your car, in your house. Ridiculous. Oh. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You know what? I want to laugh so hard at those people in their cars with their masks on. Okay,
yes.
I don't even care if it's a
Prius.
Rental car, right? Spray it with Lysol before you. I don't know what to tell you, but seriously, you're depriving oxygen to the brain. I wonder if anybody's done a study to see how many accidents have been caused because your brain's now not functioning properly. You can't slam on the brake in time. You can't think when you're oxygen deprived.
I'm going to look that up. That's actually a good research study.
Okay. They
how
tell
many
you,
accidents?
Again, they tell you that just glancing over, hearing the text, that split second that your mind has to decide, read or do whatever, that can cause you to have a problem and an accident. Looking over when the phone rings, see who's calling you, kind of. If you haven't got oxygen going to the brain, your brain doesn't function properly, does it?
No, it does not, nor does it develop properly, bringing it back to kids, right? How many kids are now saying that they can't sleep, that they're having breathing problems, that I can only imagine the bacteria and the junk building up in their lungs. Their lungs are not learning to function well because they're not wearing the N95 mask and changing them three times a day. They're not. I guarantee you, your child's not.
What if your child has asthma?
Oh, gosh, that's horrible. But there are so many. They're complaining of headaches. They're complaining they're dizzy. They're complaining they're not thinking right. Unbelievable. So the research studies are out there. You're going to see more of them, and we're going to continue to harm our children and one another if we continue this. But I really like herd mentality. I don't like herd mentality. I like the term. That's what we're seeing. Wally, go watch Wally. Everybody, go watch it tonight. unless it's racist.
Last but not least, Coca-Cola. I think you've heard about this, right?
Yeah.
On their online training seminars. And they urge people to be less white. I haven't quite figured out what that means yet to be.
I'm trying to find the actual curriculum. I like to be very specific, but I know it's called, they set diversity targets. They have said that they are doing that, and then financial penalties for not reaching those diversities. I don't even know what a diversity target is. That sounds horrible.
And I were talking about where how we grew up today, right?
Yes.
And again, I understand. I'm not black. I don't share the quote-unquote black experience. But when I moved from the neighborhood I grew up in, it was so poor that when I got to the white Anglo-Saxon, we used to call them WASPs. Remember, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When I moved to the WASPy neighborhood, that little greasy guinea boy was not welcome, all right? And I couldn't date their girls and. So I don't know. I don't need psychiatric care. I'm not thinking about killing every white person who said that to me or every Irish. I just... There's stupid people everywhere.
Right, and it's so not a thing anymore, so, yeah, it's crazy.
Where do people find you? Quick.
DrBRadio.com.
Oh, you make it so easy. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you. on with me. I appreciate your time with me. All right, people, you got me for the whole next hour. Good luck with that. You better have a beer by your side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.